We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org. Man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city.
That's Q65, Cry in the Night. Great mid-60s garage rock. Before that, we heard Pink Floyd, Lucifer Sam, The Pipers at the Gates of Dawn was the album that came from. And before that, we heard the Yardbirds, their great single Shapes of Things, which just so happened to be the first 45 I ever bought as a kid, and it still sounds fantastic to me now. And we opened up today's show appropriately with the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. And today we're going to sort of dive into kind of 60s-era garage, psych, rock and roll, pop, and hope you enjoy it. I've had a lot of fun throwing this one together. Right now, let's listen to the Guess Who.
Please him.
That's the Trogs doing their primal Brit rock thing. You might remember their big, big hits, Wild Thing or Love Is All Around. They also had one other hit that I loved called With a Girl Like You. Great song. But the band had a lot of wonderful songs, and Strange Movies was typical of a lot of their stuff. Right before that, we had The Factory, Path Through the Forest. And we open things up with the Guess Who, It's My Pride. Sort of back in their more garage rock kind of days before they had huge hits like These Eyes and No Time and American Woman. Their first records were just really splendid garage rock songs. My favorite early hit of theirs actually was Shaken All Over. But It's My Pride's a good one. This week we're diving into 60s garage psych rock pop kind of stuff, and hope you enjoy it. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens here on WYXR FM in Memphis, Tennessee. This next song is one of my very favorite 60s hits by the Strangelovs, an amazing drum sound. I actually made a ringtone out of this one time because it's just so cool. Okay, the Strangelovs, I Want Candy.
Yeah. cares behind. Come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what, across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. But please realize you'll probably be surprised.
Shaking. go green. She was the ass cube queen of blue. She got a tip from that mirror, said, Jocelyn was in love with you. She was so naive, man, famous for a childlike man. Venetian blinds. Already Eddie was a steady on a levee. Down home, down home. Little Willie was Chicago's boyfriend, a local screw. Yeah, a dog kicking trippy hippies in the head with his hot nail shoes.
What you just heard is some great Motor City rock and roll from the Bob Seger System off of their first album called Ramblin' Gambling Man. And the track is called Down Home. I love everything about that track. But one of the things that was interesting to me is back in the early 90s, I was working on a project called the All Music Guide, which was sort of a big music reference site. It's still up there. A lot of you might know about it. And the guy who founded it was named Michael Earlywine. He was in a band back in the 60s in Michigan called the Prime Movers. Iggy Pop was the drummer in that band, and Michael played harmonica. So I mentioned this Bob Seger song that I loved it, and Michael said, well, I played harmonica on it. And he wasn't too proud of the performance because he said the only harmonica he had with him was in the wrong key. So he felt like it didn't capture what he was capable of doing. But I just thought that harmonica performance really rocked. Anyway, great record. That whole album is a wonderful album. The Bob Seger System, Down Home. Before that, more Motor City Rock and Roll, MC5, Shaken Street, from back in the USA. Fantastic record, and that's probably one of my very favorite songs on that album. And that was preceded by more Motor City Madness. This time, the Amboy Dukes with a slice of psychedelia there called Journey to the Center of the Mind. And before that, we had a band that was sort of like a regional success story and didn't really get anywhere. Actually, sort of like how Bob Seger was at the time of Ramblin' Gambling Man. This was a band called the Cherry Slush. They came from Saginaw, Michigan. The song we heard was I Cannot Stop You, which was a big hit in Southeast Michigan and sold a whole lot of copies. I never heard them on the radio, but I actually found them in a pile of 45s when I was in high school. I played it and just loved it. The track is sort of like an early Vanilla Fudge kind of psychedelic rock pop thing. But it's a cool track. And their lead guitar player at the time this single was recorded was Dick Wagner, an amazing guitar player whose work can be heard on Lou Reed's Rock and Roll Animal, that great intro on Sweet Jane, Kiss's Destroyer. He played on Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare. And he also had a great band on the Vanguard label called The Frost, which I really liked a whole lot. And we opened up the segment with The Strangeloves, I Want Candy. Anyway, I'm Rick Clark, and if I haven't dated myself thoroughly now with this show, those of you that are equally dated, I hope you enjoy this. And those of you that aren't familiar with this music, hope you're enjoying it as well, too. My show, which happens every week, is called Air Conditioned. I'm right here on WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. And without wasting any more time yakking about music, how about some music? The Nazz, Open My Eyes.
Yeah. I just can't stop now.
That's the Young Rascals. Come on up. To me, they were one of the greatest bands to come out of America during the 60s. Their first few records were more garage combo kind of pop, like Good Lovin', Ain't Gonna Eat My Heart Out Anymore, You Better Run, and this song, which I think was the follow-up to You Better Run, Come On Up. Great song. I always find Come On Up just particularly exhilarating to listen to. Before that, we had the 13th Floor Elevators. Great Texas band. Rocky Erickson was the front guy for the band, and they were just like amazing garage psychedelia. The song they're probably most known for is You're Gonna Miss Me, but they had a number of great songs, and I really like this track, Fire in My Bones. And before that, we had Captain Beefheart, Diddy Wah Diddy. This is obviously pre-Trout Mask replica, Captain Beefheart. Every bit as good. I love the bass sound on that recording. And we opened up this set with Naz, Open My Eyes. Todd Rundgren was in the group, and that's a great slice of psychedelic pop. Their second album, called Naz Naz, is an especially great record, and I'll probably play that in upcoming episodes of Air Conditioned. I'm Rick Clark, and you've been listening to my weekly show that happens every Friday morning called Air Conditioned. It happens right here on WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Next up, some great Memphis rock and roll from the middle 60s, Flash and the Memphis Casuals. Uptight Tonight, written by Jim Dickinson.
Finger, a focus.
nation, and it's an only child. Consider my reputation something more than what. I know it served me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I'll stay in hibernation till the talk subsides to gone. My social life's a dud, my name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies, I guess I'm down to size, to size.
The Music Machine, and the song we heard was Talk Talk. Before the Music Machine, we had Paul Revere and the Raiders doing Stepping Out. Great song. Before Paul Revere and the Raider, we heard the Guillotines, I Don't Believe, which featured the lead vocals of Lewis Paul. Before the Guillotines, we had Flash and the Memphis Casuals doing Uptight Tonight. Great Memphis garage rock from the middle 60s, and the song was written by Jim Dickinson. I'm Rick Clark, and you've been listening to my show that happens every week right here on WYXR-FM called Air Conditioned. I've enjoyed sharing music with you and look forward to playing more for you this time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye now.
Hey, yo, this is State Representative Antonio Parkinson, the man with the hat. And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, baby.